sweetest friend. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. The Seder Olas Re'iyah. Shiur should be a special schus for our morning Rosh Hashiyichyu. L'schus Ruth Victoria Bas Dehila Ravida. For Shlem Vesach Shachol Yisrael. And Lili Nishmas. Shmuel ben Harav Ruvain Eitan, Linishmas Rabbi Yamoshe ben Ritzuk Dov, Linishmas Yonabas Bilham, Linishmas Moshe Chaim ben Rishmuel Pinchas, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi ben Rishmuel Pinchas. We are holding the pasuk of So we'll start with Ki Rega Ba'apo Chayim Birtzono. For his anger endures but a moment. Life results from his will. Radak explains that the devoted ones, that's Sarmel Hashem Chasidah, we spoke about in the previous pasuk, the devoted ones shall sing Hashem's praises for his anger, although thoroughly justified lasts only a brief moment. All the Yudgimel Midos Rachamim are 13, and then there's one attribute that's threatening. He remembers the sins of the fathers to their children, and even that's the third or fourth generation. However, Hashem's kindness is La Love, and for 2,000 generations. Chayim Birtzono, life results from his pleasure, from his will. Rashi explains that by pleasing Hashem and gaining his goodwill, one assures long life. Shla says that even during the brief flash of anger, Hashem intends the punishment to make the sinner worthy of eternal life. As it says in Yeshaya, "Regaton azavtich uberachamim gedolim makapsech," for a small moment I have forsaken you, in order that in great mercies I will gather you in. In the overflowing of furious wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, in order that with everlasting faithful love, chesed olam richamtich, I will have mercy on you, says your Redeemer Hashem. Beautiful. So, explains the Rav, Hashkafa klalit al chesed Hashem hamalei olam telamdeinu shehatov vehachesed shel hachayim hem hayesod hakavua vemenatzeach bemetziut. Ve'anachnu motzim et hara, et ha'af ve'azam shemitgaleh ba'olam, harei l'umat hatov haklali davar hara'i yotzei min haklal, ubara kedei levases et hatov. להעמיקו ולהרחיבו, כי אין שום ספק שהמגמה הכללית מתגלה ביסוד והתוכן הקבוע בשטפו התדירים מלוא עולם כולו. The general Hashkafa of the Chesed Hashem that fills the world teaches us that the good and the Chesed of life are the set foundation and the prevailing reality of our lives. In other words, the world, there's so much Chesed in the world, the good and the Chesed in the world are what is the dominant are the dominant factors of reality. And if we find evil, if we find anger that's revealed in the world, it is only a temporary phenomenon, out of the ordinary, and it is only coming to make a basis for good, to bring about a greater good, to increase the good, to expand the good, to deepen the good. Because there's no doubt that the general desire of reality, of the perspective of the world, is revealed in what is set, what is kavua, what is constantly flowing in the world. That's what life is about, what's kavua, not what's only temporary. And we examine the foundations of the world and reality and existence, we find the world is filled with life. Life is Hashem's Ratzon Kavua. And the Af is only the reg, it's over a misbatil, kedei lahavik al yodi yosir sistol chayim v'atavim leituvam. The anger is only there to make life better, to bring us to a better place, like we read those psukim before. That the anger is to bring to a greater good. That also means kirega v'apo chayim b'ritzona. In other words, since God's anger is only for a moment, that shows that that's not what life is all about. That's not the ultimate purpose. That's just a means. Whereas chayim is Hashem's true will, and that's something kavua. There's always chayim. Life is filled with chayim. Hashem is the Elohim chayim. So memela, that's Hashem's kavua will, and that helps us appreciate the purpose of existence. Purpose of existence is good. And the reason that anger is only for a moment is because you need this anger to bring to a greater good. For whatever reason, that's the Chachma of Hashem, who understands why. And this temporary anger, however, brings to what the world is supposed to be in a kavua way, which is completely good. Okay, so that's that part of the Pasuk, and the Mirtz Hashem, we will continue next time. Thank you so much for listening to you.